Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Snow. 20 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Snow. 20 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special Special weather statement. Good morning. 0900 hours. Snow. 21 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Clear. 19 degrees.
KO4KML84QYZ.
7339 connected
to W8UM VHF. Nothing heard, that's 4 UM.
The East Coast Reflector Youthnet will begin in 5 minutes. Please stand by.
W5BC Mobile.
As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting bit.ly/ECR logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is bit.ly/ECR logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign, and only your call sign, to 716-317-9050. You will receive a confirmation of your check-in, and Control will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in-and-outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
Good evening. 20 hundred hours. Clear.
Good evening, everybody. We are gathered here tonight around the radios, as we've done thousands of times before this one, to celebrate YouthNet number 147 on the East Coast Reflector. My name is Carlos, N1CBM, and along with Sal, W2SAL, and Vicky, always in the logs, keeping us straight, VKY. We are a couple of the best net controllers the ECR has to offer. KG4BUT, Grayson will take the first slot, and KR4GIP, Miss River, will take the second slot. Remember, guys, you got to be asked a question, and you can ask the question back to the kids. The kids love to talk, so they're expecting a question back after they are done with the question, which is, what's your favorite ham band? That's the question for tonight on the net. What's your favorite ham band? A couple of reminders. There's a text line available for check-ins. As Kevin said in the recordings, it's 716-317-9050. And if you fancy the email way, don't want to text the little numbers, you can send an email with your call signs to text@ecr.radio. Now, we're going to take the first round of for this net and send it to Grayson as soon as we get enough there. We have 3 check-ins via text, but we're going to take some mobile check-ins. Mobile check-ins tonight. Let's see who is out there going home who want to talk to the kids on net 147 for the youth net. Mobile call signs.
Whiskey 1, Golf Hotel Bravo. W1GHB, Steve in Richmond, in and out.
Kilo Bravo 2, Whiskey Golf Charles. Kilo Bravo 2, Whiskey Golf Charles, mobile.
Okay, that's enough of the mobile site. Seems everybody's where they have to be. Let's do some regular check-ins for Net 147, YouthNet. Come with call signs twice, please.
Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Lima Yankee, Kilo Echo 8. This is N3LLY in and out. N3LLY in and out.
W2RBC.
KD9PEV. KD9PEV. Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Mike November, KE8SMN.
All right, that's a good start right there. I'm going to recognize this list from the bottom up. KE8SMN, Jeff. I see KD9BEV, Caleb, W2RBC, Randy. N6QDY, David. N3LLY, Glenn. Thanks for checking in and out and waving hand. K2AP, Joe. KB2WGC, Kevin will be with you shortly now that you're mobile. W1GHB, Steve, thanks also for checking in and out. N3DQD, Ray. KE8FLY, Sean. And KM7DXS, Bruce. I want to send this bunch to Grayson, who's going to take care of you guys. But Grayson, remember you have Kevin there first in a mobile, so... Go ahead, Grayson. You have it. This is Carlos, and once he's in.
Alrighty, thank you, Carlos. Already posted up. KM7DXS, Bruce from Emla, Oregon. Okay. So I'm here you in Zoom. Yeah, my camera is reflecting, just stopped working for some reason. Give me a second. Let me try a different camera. Rivo, can you take over for me temporarily?
All right. This is KF4GIP, River. I'm going to go ahead and take over for Grayson for a minute. Next up is KM7DX KB2WGC, Kevin in Homosassa, Florida.
Good evening, River, and the rest of the crew out there. I missed the question for the evening.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. The question is, what's your favorite ham radio band?
Two meters. Always enjoyed two meters and getting around the world and through Tita land. Back to next, WGC.
All right, thanks for coming. Next up, we have KM7DXS, Bruce in Elmira, Oregon. KM7DXS. Bruce in Elmira, Oregon. Please come now. All right, I'm going to call them out and hand it over to Grayson. He got his computer working again.
Alrighty, next up, KE8FLY, Sean from Shelby Township, Michigan.
Good evening, Grayson. My favorite ham band, I'm going to say my favorite ham band by far is UHF by LA.
Next
Yeah, good evening, Grayson. This is M3DQD. Well, my favorite ham band when I had an HF station was 40 meters, but now that I do all my operating from the node, it's UHF. And my question to you is, what is your favorite operating activity?
I'm sorry,
Yes, what is your favorite operating activity? This is N3DQD.
I don't know what you really mean by that. Do you mean like digital mode or like the way you like communicate or like what is that about?
Okay. Operating nets? Is it POTA or doing some type of HF or digital operation? Which is your favorite?
Well, I'm like, I have this thing that I call BODA, bikes on the L, especially when I have this like cul-de-sac near my house, and I like drive up to it on my bike and like use like a radio, like talk on like a antenna that I bring with me. Typically I bring like a backpack with me. Every now and then maybe a computer and an SDL, maybe do some listening as to airplane sound in the ATC. 742 Way. Next up, the B1G8B, Steve from Witchmount, Texas. Okay, I see you in and out of mine. KB2WGC, Kevin from Homer, South Florida. And never mind again, we've already got you. Okay. K28P, Jeff from Insiante, New York.
Okay, good evening, Grayson, and good evening to the guests. I would have to say my favorite band is 10 Meters, especially lately. It's been pretty good. My question to you is, have you ever tried kit building? K2AP, back to the...
Joe, next up, N3LLY, Glenn from Glenbony, Michigan.
Yes, Chris, I asked if you like to build kit building. Can you give me back to that?
I don't know what a kit building is, but, I don't know what it is. Hold on, give me a second. Okay, apparently a kit building is some, like, DIY project. Yeah, I've never played with it. There's not hearing of it, so 73 to you, Glenn, except... No, 73 to you, Joe and Glenn, and N6QDY, David from Sacramento, California. Okay, N6UQD, David from Sacramento, California. You all know, in and out. 32RBC, Wayne from West Essen, New York.
Good evening, Grayson, River, Carlos, Sal, and everyone on the UPNET. My favorite ham band would have to be 20 meters. It works well during the day, is good for long-range contacts, and has a wide variety of users. Grayson, I have a question for you. Do you have any hobbies other than ham radio? Back to Net Control, 73 to all, W2RBC.
Randy and Carlos, you're probably very happy. Airplanes. Before I say anything, Airbus over Boeing. I know that may sound controversial, but I do not care. Airbus over Boeing every single day. Simply to Randy. Next up, KD9PDV, Clay from Ridge, Wisconsin.
This is KD9PEV. Good evening, Grayson. My favorite amateur radio band is 40 meters because it is so versatile. versatile, and you can use it any time of the day, and you can make some really good Envis contacts during the day, and then at night it really opens up to the rest of the world. My question for you is, are you active on HF, or are you only active on VHF and UHF?
As of right now, I am only technician. I am not general or extra. So hopefully, I want to get my general soon, though. So, you know, some please to you, Jeff. You know, some please to please. Next up, KHSMM, Jeff from Washington Little Hills, Michigan.
Good evening, Grayson. Everyone on the YouthNet, this is KE8SMN. Put me down for 2 meters. KE8SMN, back to net.
Awesome, thank you, Jeff. Next up, KE8BRU, Woods, Bastille, New York.
Hey, Grayson, everybody on the net. KE8BYU. My favorite band is UHF. I primarily operate on that for VHF and UHF. And I don't really have a favorite on HF. I like them all. So, but the favorite for VHF, UHF is the UHF 70 centimeter band. Back to you.
Alright, some free to Roy. Next up, MVP JPQ Dick from Elton, New York.
Well, good evening again, Grayson. Oh, put me down for UHF. I've kind of played on UHF since the late 60s and pretty much spent my life since then building UHF repeaters and a few VHF repeaters, but not that many. So pretty much UHF. It was fun pioneering. Taking old equipment and converting it because you couldn't buy anything to get on with, and building preamps and so forth and so on. So much different than it is today. I do have a question for you, Grayson. Is what have you taken apart lately?
Colin, I'm on the L. I've been going to Disney recently, so I like my usual, yeah. I have sort of taken the back seat right now. What have I taken apart? Let me think here for a couple of minutes, and maybe I'll give you the answer. A Nintendo Wii, a couple of other things I can't even remember, and that's it for right now. Carlos, I know Carlos is trying to keep a straight face, but Carlos can't. Yeah. Alright, so please see Dick. Next up, I will hand it over to Carlos to call some more check-ins.
Thank you, Grace. Now that I'm not going to leave you with the task of taking care of my things while I'm gone. Not my radios, not my car keys, not my truck, anything, not my airplanes, because when I come back, I'm going to find a bunch of parts, and I'm sure I'm not going to be able to put them back together. Anyways, thanks, everybody, for this first great round of check-ins. Quick reminder here, 716-317-9050 is the quick way into the logbooks if you want to skip the pileups, or you can do text.ecr.radio, just email at text.ecr.radio. Your call sign in the body of the email will put you in there. Let's do another round of check-ins for this UFNet number 147. I think it's a great, great, great net with this question. Everybody's very well engaged in. This is Carlos in 1CBM looking for more check-ins, general check-ins, in and outs, if you're flying, if you're on a submarine, if you're walking, or if you are home. Come in where you call thanks twice, please.
This is Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Lima Victor, KB8 POV, Chris.
AA4 XM. Kilo Fox Dot 8, Fox Dot Tibet in November, Wyatt.
Sierra Alpha Lima.
November 4, Whiskey Bravo Foxtrot, N4WBF, Walker.
KF8FSO, Kilo Foxtrot, 8 Foxtrot, Sierra, Oscar. My name's Ted, Three Rivers, Michigan.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec, November. Wow, I think I doubled.
YTC, Kilo Delta 2, Yankee Tango, Charlie, Marty, in and out.
KQ4GLY, KQ4GLY.
Okay, I'm going to take it up right here and try to clarify a call sign that's showing with a couple of question marks here. KD2YDC, is that a good call sign, Felix?
Delta 2, Yankee Tango Charlie, Marty.
All right, Marty, we got you. No, thanks for that. Just a letter makes everything a whole lot of difference. Okay, from the bottom up, I got a nice list here for Mr. Grayson to finish up his slot here. KQ4GLY, Chris, KD2YTC, Marty, KF8FSO, Chad, and you should get your email fixed in QRSET so the system can send you a welcome letter to the East Coast Reflector. And N4WBF, Walker, KF8FQN, Wyatt, W2SAL, who is this? I don't know him. I want to skip it. AA4XM, Micah, and KVA-PLV, Chris. Grayson, you are known for disassembling radios, repeaters, nodes, towers, cables, TV sets, transformers, and a microwave for the microwave magnetron. What have you done with that thing? This is Carlos, N1CB. I'm going to send it back to Grayson, but before I want to remind everybody the question of the night. It's what is your favorite ham radio band? Grayson, you have it.
Alrighty, thanks. Okay, before I forget, I also have a couple of CLTs somewhere in here. Don't know where they went. Oh, I see them. Okay, never mind. Alrighty. Oh, yeah, Carlos, to answer your question, I have done literally nothing with them. I simply see you. alright. KB8PLV, Chris, Novi, Michigan.
Good evening, Grayson, and everyone on the net. Put me down for UHF. That's what I tend to spend most of my time on. And my question for you, Grayson, by the way, you're making this always a fun Friday night. It sounds like you're having a good time running the net, too. You're doing a good job. My question is, have you ever played, before you got into ham radio, have you ever played with, like, kids' walkie-talkies or other radios, just listening to them and getting into the hobby with something that wasn't a ham radio? This is KBLV, back to net.
Alrighty, so please to you, Chris. Next up, AA4XM, Micah from Florence, Alabama.
Good evening, Grayson. AA4XM here. I would have to say it's UHF and VHF. If I have to pick one, it's going to be UHF. What I'm using right now, because I can move my radio node anywhere in the world and get a crystal clear sound. But I will say, since I got my 7300 Mark II, I really the capability of linking it to my phone and listening to Rag Chews on HF laying here in my bed. My wife probably doesn't like it too much, but that's okay. Question for you. Do you fall asleep listening to your radio? AA4XM, back to you.
Like, once, but that's about it. 7-3-3, Micah, next up, 32-SAL, South and T2-Wagon, New York.
Good evening, Grayson. You're doing a fine job out there tonight. You and Carlos are having a grand old time, and I love it. As far as my favorite ham band, believe it or not, I like the 160 meter. I built antennas for that, and when we do our outings, I always try and get on that frequency. Sorry, my question is to you, do you listen to police and fire scanners?
Alrighty, 7-3-2 Sal, next up, KFA-FQN, Wyatt from Inland City, Michigan.
Good evening, Grayson. It's nice to meet you. And by far, my favorite band is VHF because I get to talk to people on Simplex. But I have a question for you. How long have you had your license? Back to net.
Audie, I'm Wyatt. I've had my license since, like, I was 6. Let me think, y'all. No, not 6, when I was 9. God. imagine, I think how many years? I've had my license for, like, 4 years now. It's crazy. 7-3-2, you, Wyatt, Sal and Micah, I think it was, you two asked me questions if y'all two are still on.
Yeah, I asked if you had listened to police and fire scanners, W2SAL, back to you.
Okay, well, if my level and my computer monitor could stop freaking out. Okay, my computer monitor, hold on, what the heck? I can't exit, hold on. Okay, there it is. What was your question again? Okay, never mind. Over to Sal, W2SAL now, to head it over to Wimble. 7-3.
Hey, thanks, Grayson and Carlos. Let's see, from the bottom up, I've got KD3AJN, KQ4GLY, KD2YTC, KF8FSO, and November 4, WBF. For that, I'm going to send it over to Miss River, KR4GIP. Miss River, it's all yours.
All right, thank you, Saul. Sal, next up we have N4WBF, Walker in Daphne, Alabama.
Yeah, hey, this is Walker in Daphne, Alabama. I was just doing an in and out, but what was the question?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. The question is, what's your favorite ham band?
Right now, it's 2 meters. Had a lot of fun on it. Of course, I'm really brand new at this, so I have a lot more to learn about and a lot more to explore, and I'm just getting involved with my local ham radio club. The sky's the limit. I wish I could answer this question with a lot more knowledge, but that's all I got for now. Back to you.
right. Thank you for coming. Next up, we have S8SSO, Chad in Lincoln Park, Michigan.
Hey, good evening. I'm a new ham, only a couple months. I made it to general. I do most of my stuff on VHF and UHF, probably more on UHF, but in the last couple of days, I've just discovered Echolink, and that's what I'm on tonight. I know my address shows Lincoln Park, but I'm actually on the west side of Michigan in Three Rivers, and somebody called me out to have something corrected on the QRZ page, and I think it was the adding the email, and I ran over and did that. So if whoever that was, if I need to do something different than that, please correct me and let me know. And you're doing a good job at the net tonight. I appreciate the opportunity to talk. And with that, back to net.
All right. Thank you for coming. In the Zoom room, they're saying it's looking good. Next up, we have KD2YTC, Marty, in Cheektowaga, New York.
Great job. I'd have to say my current favorite band right now is going to be 2 meters and 70 centimeters, simply because my HF antenna is down to the most recent windstorm we had. I enjoy the simplex on both of those, so my current choice. Again, great job, guys. Great listening to you.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have KQ4GLY, Chris in Parrish, Florida.
Good evening, River and Grace and everyone on the net. My favorite band is UHF. That works the best of my QTH. Back to you.
All right, thank you for coming. I just wanted to throw out there that you can also ask me a question. Next up, we have KD3AJN, Anna in Beaver, Pennsylvania.
Good evening, River, everyone else on the net tonight. My favorite is UHF. Everyone have a good night.
KD3AJN. All right, thank you for coming. Next up we have N5RTC, Terry in Austin, Texas.
Good evening, River, Grayson, Al, or Vicky, or whoever's logging tonight. Good work. River, my question for you is, do your parents ever let you drive the family car when one of them is in the car with you? Back to net control, N5RTC.
Sort of. They do. My mom sometimes will sit in the passenger seat while I drive the car up the driveway to move it up the driveway a little bit. Thank you for coming. Next up we have N5. No, we just did that one. I'm going to send it over to Carlos or Sal. I'm not really sure. I'm going to hand it over to one of them. This is KR4GIP.
Hey, thanks, River. You did a fine job on that one. And you always know Gary's going to throw a slider into you. The way he's talking about driving a car at 12 years old, 14 years old, no. Farm equipment's different, but not a car. right. With that, two quick announcements. Don't forget tomorrow night, or tomorrow morning, 9 to 10 a.m. is a 40-meter net. And our meet and greet, mark your calendar for June 20th, Western New York, Chestnut Ridge Park. With that, I'll see if there's any mobiles out there, and we'll get you guys in first, and then we'll see you where we're going to go from there. So, with that, anyone in the mobile, we'll take you now. All right. Nothing heard. How about in and out? Anyone that wants to do just a quick in and out, wave a hand. We'll take you.
Whiskey 7, Sierra, November Mike. In and out, Portland, Oregon.
All right, any other in and outs? We got Matt in Oregon. We are looking for a couple more. All right, last station, you were a little bit too quick on the button and pressing and getting out of there. So hold the button down for about 2 seconds, give us your call sign, and we'll get you in the logbook. Go ahead. All right, you're quite not making it. All right, let's take radio check-ins at this time. Anyone wishing to check in? Via radio, we'll take you at this time. Go ahead.
And one.
November 3,
white
Mike Delta Charlie. That's November 3,
eight.
Mike Delta Charlie.
And 2's at the end.
November
and
7, Foxtrot Golf Papa. November 7, Foxtrot Golf Papa. Might be Dublin.
Okay, I'm going to run these from the bottom up, and I think we missed one or two of them. So I got November 7, Foxtrot Golf Papa. November 2, Zulu Victor November, which is Alan and Maddie. November 3, MDC. November 1, Yankee Kilo Tom. And Whiskey 7, SNM, who was in and out. Did we miss anyone on that round? Go ahead.
C-R-4-C-O-H, Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Oscar Hotel, just checking in, top of the evening to the net, we'll be in and out, no traffic, I-O.
Alright, Hector, we got you on the in and out. Any other radio calls that want to check in, please call now.
Kilo Mike 7, Bravo Uniform Papa. Kilo Mike 7, Bravo Uniform Papa.
All right, our last pickup was Kilo Mike 7, Bravo Uniform Papa, which is Dan out of Utah. With that, I'm going to send him over to Miss River, and she's going to run him from the top down, starting with K1YKT.
All right, next up we have N1YKT, Johnny in Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
You actually did better than Sal this. My call sign and everything threw me everywhere. Man, who's helping who around here? River, great job. 40 meters all the way around. Gives you a little bit of everything to do during the day and night. I'm not going to put you on the spot. I'm going to let you go since you said Hopkinsville right. No question for you. Have a good evening. N1YKT.
All right. Thank you for coming. Next up, we have N2ZVN, Maddie and Alan in Kendall, New York.
Well, good evening, River,
and everyone on the net. Well, my favorite is 40 meters. Maddie says it doesn't really apply to her. She can't really answer it. Although, you know, when she's on the net, it's always VHF. She doesn't really understand that part yet, so let's see. And she does not like HF because it makes too much noise. That's what she tells me. Oh, everybody have a great night. I don't have any questions tonight. I can't think of anything worthwhile. But everyone have a good evening, and we'll catch you next week. N2ZBN, back in head control.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have N3MDC, Michael in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Well, good evening, River Airbon on the net. Well, River, I'm restricted to mostly VHF. I do VHF and Echolink mostly. I don't do UHF because I don't do UHF that much. So I mostly use VHF and Echolink. And River, I keep one of these all the time. Do you keep a ham radio ham log for all your call signs that you write down? That's my question for you, River. N3MDC, back to you.
No, I don't keep a call sign logbook. I should probably start doing that. Well, thank you for coming, your fellow North Carolinian. Next up, we have N7FGP Scott in Jamestown, New York.
Good evening, River and Grayson. Let's see, I think my favorite has got to be, well, probably UHF right now. That's what I'm on most of the time. So my question for you is, do you know code or are you learning code?
Yes, I am learning code. I like code and I like computer coding and codes and ciphers, as in secret messages. I'm really into that too. Next up, we have KM7BUP Dan in Layton, Utah.
This is KM7BUP. My favorite band is UHF, because that's where all my favorite nets are that I can reach to check in and stuff. That's it for me. Thanks. KM7BUP, back to net control.
All right, thanks for coming. Next up, we have WD5DON, Don in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Well, good evening to you, River, and to the rest of the net. I'm going to have to put a vote in here for 10 meters. That's one of my favorites because it's always full of surprises. You just never know whether it's going to be completely dead or you're going to be talking to someone on the other side of the world. So no questions for you tonight, and 73, good job. WD5DO is back to net.
All right, thank you for coming. I'm going to hand it over to Sal to get some more check-ins. This is KR4DIV.
All right, folks, we've got about 10 minutes left here, so we're going to get a few more check-ins, and then I'm going to turn them over to Carlos for a speed round, which is probably going to be in and out. So don't forget, tonight's question is, what's your favorite ham band? And don't forget, you can ask the kids. I think Grayson is still in there as well, so if you don't want to ask River or you want to ask the both of them, now's your chance to ask them their questions. With that, we'll take any check-ins from anywhere. Go ahead.
K6GBZ, K6GBZ, in and out.
Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec KE4 ZYQ.
Hotel Romeo, Kilo Oscar 6, Lima Hotel Romeo, California.
Kilo Foxtrot 0, Whiskey Bravo Hotel, Kilo Foxtrot 0, Whiskey Bravo Hotel, Colorado.
Alpha Charlie 8, Whiskey Sierra, Alpha Charlie 8, Whiskey Sierra, Ohio, in and out.
Is anyone else wishing to check in on this go-around? We'll get you on the log real quick here, and we'll turn it over to Miss River, and we'll run me. We'll give it to Carlos. And don't forget, Carlos doesn't bite. He just nibbles a little bit, and we'll get a speed round going with him. All right. Anyone else? Let's go now.
Kilo Juliet 7, Alpha, Golf, Quebec. Kilo Juliet 7, Alpha, Golf, Quebec.
KE2, EHI, Kilo Echo 2, Echo Hotel India, in and out.
Kilo Juliet 5, Lima, Golf, Papa. KJ5, LGT, Lubbock, Texas.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Foxtrot Romeo, KF8, CFR, Ron, Bruce Township, Michigan, I'm mobile.
All right, folks, from the bottom up, I got KF8, CFR, Ron, mobile, KJ5, LGP, KE2, EHI, KJ7, AGQ, AC8, WS, KF0, WBH, KO6, LHR, KC1, QPL, KE4, ZYQ. And our first check-in that was in and out was Kilo 6, GBZ. Was that, Miss River? Don't forget, you got to grab that mobile first, all the way down at the bottom, and then you can take them.
All right, thank you, Sal. Next up, we have KF8, CFR, Ronald in Bruce Township, Michigan.
Good evening, Miss Rivers. 40 meters would be the band that I probably play with the most, only because I'm in an HOA, and right now I'm playing with a better antenna when I'm at home, but right now I'm mobile. But with that gutter antenna, I can get 16 different bands, but the favorite I would have to say is 40. And I don't have any questions for you, so I'll give it back to you in net control. This is KF8 CFR, Ron.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have KE4ZYQ, Joe in Clinton Township, Michigan.
Yeah, this is KE4ZYQ, and good evening, River and all on the net tonight. I just come in later on the end of the net, so jumping in about the most likable or usable frequency or band that I use. I can't pick one. I'm in a condo HOA also. I got an attic antenna, 2 meter, 70 centimeter, dual band, vertical up in the attic, kind of stealthy. So I do 2 meters, 70 centimeters. I got to go both of them. Can't give one because I use them both quite a bit. Back to River and the net from KE4ZYQ. Good job.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have KO6LHR, Justin in Santa Cruz, California. Looks like you're new. Welcome to the Usenet.
having me. I'm out in my backyard doing some gardening here, and I pulled you up on a local repeater, and I happened to stumble upon you guys. Thanks for having me. So right now my favorite band to work on is the 40-meter band, and that's because I've just set up my rig for the first time and have just made my first two HF contacts through 40 meters this week, in fact. And QRZ will attest to that. I contacted Wyoming and Oregon, which are 1,000 miles and about 600 miles, respectively. And so happy to be in the HF realm and be part of your net tonight. Thank you.
All right, cool. Thank you for coming. Next up, we have KC1QPL. John in South St. Paul, Minnesota.
Good evening, River, and Vicki and Sal and Grayson and everyone on the net tonight, KC1QPL. Favorite band? I don't know. I got to go with 10 meters. And I have a question for you, young lady. As an aspiring pilot, do you think when you're at 10,000 feet, the bands are always open? That's my question to you. KC1QPL, back to net. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, probably. This is, thank you for coming. Next up, we have KF0WBH. Eric in Jensen, Colorado. KF0WBH, Eric in Jensen, Colorado. Please come now. All right, we're going to count that in and out. Next up we have KJ7AGQ, John in La Center, Washington.
This is Kilo Juliet 7 Alpha Golf Quebec. Hello, River, and everybody else on the net tonight. And my favorite band is 15 meters because it seems to be the band that I make the most contacts on. I hope everybody has a good evening. It's 73, KJ7AGQ.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have KJ5LGP, Victor in Lubbock, Texas.
Good evening to the net. This is KJ5LGP. My favorite band would be the UHF band out here in Lubbock. That's the massive repeater we have out here. I'm on part of the net out here, and my question to you would be, what is one of your favorite endeavors that you'd like to pursue? Back to you. This is KJ5LGP.
Well, I want to become a pilot, and that's about it. I also want to get my general license. I'm going to hand it over to Carlos to get some more check-ins.
Thank you very much, River. What a great net this has been. Great question, great participation from the ECR family on the other side of the microphone and on the ECR Zoom room. We'll try to get a few more for the numbers. We're just 1 minute from net closure, so we'll see if we can get a few more ins and outs. So anybody who would like to put their names and call signs in the log for number 147, come now. Ins and outs, please.
KFA-EXL, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo X-Ray Lima, mobile in and out.
Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy,
All right, seven just D's, one, but that D's. Counts, KFAEXL. Malcolm, thanks very much for waving a hand and saying hello to the people in the 147 of the Usenet. Well, this was a great net. Everybody had fun, and thank you for participating on behalf of River KR4GIP, great KR4BUT. Miss Vicky, always sitting on the computer, keeping us straight with the log, KEABKY, Sal, W2SAL, and the brass over at the ECR. And myself, Carlos, I'm N1CBM. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. This is the closure of Usenet number 147. Good night.
KJ5, KIE monitoring.
Well, hey, Cody, K7FPS, Fighting Reno. How are you, sir?
Oh, doing all right. How about yourself?
In the process of retiring, my company made me an offer but I didn't refuse.
Yeah, I remember you were saying that. So how much longer till you're actually retired?
Well, the 18th is my separation time, and we'll see how it plays out.
Copy that.
So, right now I'm looking up how to figure out how to... I bought a Radiodity DB50 dual-band mobile radio. And I think I found what I want at Radiodity for mounting the... detachable panel into the car. The mic has a coiled kind of stiff cable. I wish the mic cable were detachable so that I can use a Cat 5 cable with it.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm not a fan of these coiled cable wires. There's a company out there, they make CB microphones, but where I'm going is, I like the way they do the cable itself. It's like shielded in like this flexy metal stuff, so it's not all coiled up. And I like that a lot versus just the coiled wire.
Yeah, I'm going to have to research that. At least I found a front panel mounting kit, but the coiled cable, originally I wanted to just Velcro it on top of my dash cover, but with the stiff coiled wire, I don't know. And I don't know, I don't like to screw things into new vehicles inside the car. Through trim stuff.
Yeah, you never know what's behind it nowadays, and that trim is super little.
right, your turn. Tell me a story, K7SPS.
Well, I was driving home from work today, and my wife calls me saying, hey, I think there's something moving around in your shop out back. And I'm like, great, we're having issues with stuff getting up in the attic. So I'm like, okay. And she's like, yeah, it sounded like a bear was in there moving around. I'm like, a bear? Okay, whatever. Hopefully it's not a raccoon in there, because we got all her mom's stuff in here. Anyway, I come home, and she's doing something in the restroom, so I don't bug her. Come straight back here. She got me a Valentine's Day bear, and she put it on a picnic basket in my chair. And I took my radio microphone and looped it between the bear, the bear's arm, and the heart to make it look like the bear was trying to call all of his bear buddies over to come get the picnic basket.
Well, that's cool. How romantic. So, I won't ask what you're going to do. I'll ask after the 14th and see what you come up with.
Yeah, because I don't even know what I'm going to do yet.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to buy this one TV50 remote panel mount. If I don't use it, it's $20, and it's $20. But I don't know whether I've kind of fallen in love with these Baofeng UV5R minis. They have a full menu, 2 watts, 5 watts, and
Node 27339 disconnected. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees.